The United Nations says there has been a sudden increase in people fleeing Myanmar and Bangladesh by boat. Activists fear the number will continue to rise as refugees leave unclean camps and violence in Myanmar. They say that is especially true of ethnic Rohingya. The UN High Commission for Refugees wrote the report. It says from June 2013 to June 2014, more than 53,000 people fled by sea from the border between Bangladesh and Myanmar, formerly Burma. That is an increase of 60% from the year before. More than 20,000 people fled the area in the first 6 months of this year. Some observers say they were traveling to the border between Malaysia and Thailand, or to Indonesia or Australia. Chris Liwa is a rights activist and researcher on the ethnic Rohingya in Myanmar's Western Arakan state. She says that many attempts to flee did not happen until recently. She says more people appear ready now to risk their lives at sea.
Very worrying, and the fact that I think the situation that it's not going to stop now. Since the 10th of August, we noticed again several boats leaving within a short span of time. And that means that's probably going to continue to increase again as the season really pick up.
The UN report says more than 200 people have died at sea. It says more than 7,000 people are now being detained at centers across the area. Hundreds of people have sailed to Australia, but the country tries to keep them from landing. Australian naval forces have stopped refugee boats off its coast, and the country holds refugees at offshore camps. Many of the people who are fleeing are ethnic Rohingya from Myanmar. They face increasing violence and discrimination. In 2012, 280 people died in fighting between Muslim Rohingya and Buddhist communities. The fighting forced more than 140,000 people into refugee camps. Most of them were Rohingya. Young Hee Lee is the UN official for human rights in Myanmar. He says conditions in the camps are very poor. Activist Chris Liwa says the refugees often face violence and hunger. She says governments in the area have not helped them.
One of the problems, of course, is the fact that the country in the region, I mean, there is no regional response to this problem, and there is very little access to protection. I mean, as you can see, most of these people end up in Malaysia, but also others are caught in Thailand. There are still a number in detention in Thailand. At the moment, there are probably going to be more in the coming weeks and months.
The UNHCR says it is educating and giving medical help to refugees in Thailand and Malaysia.